Queer teacher couple busted in prostitution sting investigation. By Olivia Rondo on October 19, 2023. A pair of queer Tennessee elementary school teachers were busted for prostitution in an undercover investigation, complaining they would starve without the extra income. Ezra Fry, a 22-year-old who identifies as a rabid queer gender anarchist, college dropout on Instagram and uses they/them pronouns, was caught alongside trans, disabled, queer, Puerto Rican, ex-ed teacher David Acevedo, 25, in August after becoming targets of a police sting operation. Related video, Gavin Newsom laughs at parents' concerns about transgender notification policy. As reported by the New York Post, the two teachers are a couple, and both work for Hamilton County Schools as substitute teachers within the Woodmore and Calvin Donaldson Elementary Schools. They were caught after an officer posing as a John connected with Fry on an illicit prostitution website, reported ABC 9, citing the police report. The investigation, carried out by Chattanooga Police Narcotics and Vice Detectives, uncovered that Fry was allegedly willing to perform sex acts for $150. Fry allegedly told the fake John that while the pair usually will go to a client's house, it was safer for the buyer to come to their home because their partner would be there, and it was supposedly the John's first time. When the undercover detective arrived at the teacher's home, Fry allegedly led him to a bedroom, took his money, and was then surprised by the John revealing his true identity as a cop. After the couple was detained, they both made statements during and after the search to include both stating that they have to do this or they will starve, the report stated. Both parties advised officers that they are special education teachers at Woodmore Elementary and Calvin Donaldson Elementary. During an encounter with an officer, Fry stated, "I don't care, everyone has seen my private parts." Related video, "We effing hate you." Transgender activists meltdown over Riley Gaines' appearance in Wisconsin. According to police, they also discovered a large amount of drug paraphernalia along with a .22 caliber rifle in the teacher's home. The couple was hit with several misdemeanor citations, including one for unlawful drug paraphernalia, prostitution or promoting prostitution, and unlawful possession of a firearm. A spokesperson for Hamilton County Schools told the local outlet that Fry, who is reportedly employed by Education Management and Staffing Solutions, ESS, has not worked in a district school since August. Fry was already facing backlash for an incident earlier this year for being out as transgender at school. As the New York Post reported, the claims arose after a photo of them standing in a school hallway wearing a dress and dyed pink hair made the rounds on social media. "I'm a non-binary person, and I keep my gender out of my job," the disgraced teacher told the Chattanooga Times in April. "Obviously, this whole thing has blown up because people think I am." The day after the trans incident blew up, ESS informed Fry that the school it took place at requested for Fry not to return.